And with us on the phone from Washington, Senator Al Franken. Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, let's talk about one of the reasons that we're talking with you this morning, and that's the Water Resources Bill. That could have some impact on us.
It will, actually. We're a Great Lakes state, and Duluth is the largest freshwater port in the world, and, you know, it's all very important to our state's economy. And we've had this backlog in dredging, and that's something I've been working on since I first got here, to do harbor maintenance, something called, there's a harbor maintenance part of WERDA. This is the Water Resources Development Act, this year called the Water Resources Reform Development Act. This is the first WERDA bill we've had in 7 years. So since I've been here, I've been trying to fund dredging to address this backlog, and because of it, shippers have to, ship with less than capacity, and therefore it costs our taconite producers, our ag producers, other shippers to pay more to get their products to market because they can't fill these barges and other cargo ships full.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we've got this passed, we got the conference committee to pass it. That means between the House and the Senate, and the House voted very overwhelmingly for this. And so this is good news for Northeast Minnesota especially, but also for the entire state and really for the whole Great Lakes region. And we're going to have more of the harbor maintenance funds are going to go to dredging.
Yeah, as I understand it, the bill designates the entire Great Lakes as a single comprehensive navigation system, so that when, instead of having, Lake Erie compete against Lake Superior for certain projects, they are all going to be considered as one.
Yeah, and I'm on the Great Lakes Caucus. There's a Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. We're really paying attention to this resource, which is so important and always has been to the economy of the United States, and obviously for our state. And again, this is the first WERDA bill that we've had in 7 years, and so there's a lot of important stuff in here, including stuff for the Mississippi River, in terms of their locks and dams, and flood control projects. There's a lot in a WERDA bill.
Yeah, I understand that it also loosens up some of the requirements for the Army Corps of Engineers as far as dealing with the Asian carp situation, too.
Well, there is a provision that I worked on with the majority of the Minnesota congressional delegation to keep invasive carp out of our waterways. For example, we're going to close the Upper St. Anthony Falls lock within a year.
Okay, well, let's talk about the other big issue for you, and that is net neutrality. Things didn't go real well last week on that for the FCC, but
not
a done deal.
I'm not happy with that.
No.
Basically, just for your listeners, net neutrality is the architecture of the Internet has always been that digital information content is to be treated equally, neutrally, which means it travels at the same speed. So a blog travels over the Internet as fast as the New York Times, as fast as Fox News. A mom-and-pop hardware store travels as fast as Ace Hardware's web page. Everything travels at the same speed, and that's led to this enormous amount of innovation. And that's the importance of net neutrality, is treating everything equally. I'll give you an example of innovation. Before YouTube, there was this thing called Google Video, and it wasn't very good. And the guys who did YouTube did it over a pizzeria in San Mateo, California. And because YouTube's content traveled at the same speed as Google Video, people got to sample YouTube, and they said, oh, this is much better, and that became the standard. It became YouTube. If now what the chairman of the FCC is talking about is providing fast lanes for essentially people can afford it, or entities that can afford it, and these would be large corporate deep-pocketed entities that can see their content move faster. And that is not what we've had, and it really is the antithesis of this architecture that we've had, this net neutrality we've had. And we've had all this innovation while we've had net neutrality, but not just while we've had it, but because we've had it. And so there are a number of us. There's going to be a comment period now for a while, for I think 4 months, that it's going to be very interesting, because this is a real turning point in the internet.
Well, also, explain how there's regular communications are governed by certain rules from telephones and this kind of stuff. So it was, as I understand it, it's kind of a toss up between whether you treat this as interstate commerce or as something else. And can you clarify that a little bit?
Yeah, if the FCC ruled that the internet was telecommunications, a telecommunications service, they could enforce net neutrality according to law, according to the way law has been written. That's all they have to do. In 2002, the chairman of the FCC then, Michael Powell, said, no, this is an information service, and there is a distinction. There's something called common carrier. That's what telephone our telephones are telecommunications mm-hmm. service. The internet is too, and should be classified as such. And if the FCC classified it as a telecommunications service, then they could regulate it as it, and then they could enforce net neutrality. So this is and to the chairman's credit, part of the what he's putting into this up for grabs in this comment period is people's views on that. And I think that's it's something that is very simple for the FCC to do, and I believe they should do it. And most people, other countries do this. They treat the internet as a common carrier. And because of that, you've seen the development of the internet. We invented the internet. We developed the internet in DARPA through the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency,
right?
And yet we're, by some measures, 30th, in the 30s in the world in terms of interconnectivity. And I've been working on trying to get rural broadband expanded during the last budget process. I teamed with Deb Fisher, a Republican from Nebraska, on that. This is sort of the rural electrification project of the 21st century, and we need to get this. We need to do that, and I think the easiest way for us to do it is to keep net neutrality and to keep to designate the internet as a telecommunications system, which is what it is.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.